The Bucks game is over. And now, it's time for the longest-running Pro Hoops post-game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
You know, I feel good. I always can get better. But, you know, I know myself. I know how usually it goes. You know, if I'm healthy, things are going to be okay.
The head coach.
You know, offensively, I think, you know, we make a few more shots. Could be dangerous.
And the fans.
You got a guy in Giannis. He's just, like, the most likable human being, and all the other people fall in line with that. Everybody kind of takes after him. And it's really positive to see that be the team that we give.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Now, here's your host, Bill Baby Tausch Schmid, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Bucks fans, that was a drilling. I mean, that was an absolute mugging. Bucks, 133, Oklahoma City Thunder, 86 at Fiserv Forum. A couple of days off for the best team in the NBA. What do you do? Only the third time this year the Bucks have won a game by 40 plus. Largest margin of victory for your Milwaukee Bucks here in 2019-2020. A 47-point drilling of the Oklahoma City Thunder. Welcome in. I'm Bill Schmid, Baby Tausch, and this was no slouch. This is the fifth-ranked team in the Western Conference. This is one group that right now would be matching up with everyone's favorite in the city of Milwaukee tonight, James Harden's Houston Rockets, in round number one of the NBA playoffs, if the playoffs were to start tomorrow. 37 and 22 coming into this game tonight with the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, I'll give respect and put some credence into this. Oklahoma City Thunder came off a tough back-to-back last night. Played a four-point game in Sacramento. Wasn't happening. Wasn't different. This Bucks team, this was a three-point game with 5 minutes left in the first. It ends up Bucks were up 51 with a minute and a half to go in tonight's game. 414-799-1250. Bucks fans, get on the phone lines. Let's talk Bucks basketball after just an absolute drilling of the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight. I don't know how else you say it. If this guy wasn't motivated tonight, Giannis Antetokounmpo was all out on national television. And maybe these are more of the performances that this Bucks team just simply needs to put together, especially on this stage, to garner the type of respect that they're getting in the city of Milwaukee. Or if it's not going to come either way, this is just what you have to deal with now. This is what you now learn your group is about. They're about absolute domination. Third time in this season, this group has won by 40-plus. I'll tell you where this ranks in terms of largest margin of victory in franchise history, as you might be a little bit shocked as to where it falls on the top of the leaderboard coming up here. But you get 32, 13, and 6 from Giannis in 27 minutes. 13 of 20 from the floor. 2 of 4 from beyond the arc. That's not talent. I don't know what is. Eric Bledsoe, 22 minutes. 7 points. Didn't need him. And by the way, if you just tuned in late, yeah, there was no Chris Middleton in tonight's game. Sore neck for the Bucks' second All-Star. They just blew out a team from the West by 47 and didn't play with Chris Middleton in tonight's game. An absolute beating. If you were at the game tonight, I got to hear from you, 414-799-1250. As I always say, running out of adjectives, running out of superlatives to give to this group, I'm running out of things to say and ways to describe how dominant the Bucks were for the final 29 minutes in tonight's game. This was a two-point game at 45-43. They go on a 25-4 run, closing out the first half. Under 5 minutes, they put up 25. And this thing was curtains at that point. Dude hits a half-court shot at halftime. Everything was falling for the Bucks. They hit 21 threes in tonight's game. 21 of 45. Almost 47% from downtown. They allow just 6 makes from beyond the arc for the Oklahoma City Thunder, who now fall to 37-23. You have three guys off the bench give you double digits. 14 from Pat Connaughton. 4 of 6 from beyond the arc. People loving what they're seeing out of Patty C. An electrifying performance. Just an absolute beatdown of the Oklahoma City Thunder. Your Bucks just beat the brakes off those dudes. I don't know what else to say. There's no other way to say it. They just pounded them into submission. Giannis, 24-10 at half. At half! And this on national television, maybe this finally wakes up the country. Or do you even care anymore? Are you just sick and tired of us even talking about it? Is it even worth anyone's breath? Talking about how, man, Colin Cowherd doesn't think the Bucks can win the NBA Finals. And did you guys hear what Stephen A. Smith said today? I can't believe Nick Wright isn't talking about the Bucks more on First Things First. Like, maybe at some point we just don't care anymore. Maybe at some point it becomes laughable. This thing was laughable right in about the 7-minute mark of the third. Once it got stretched out to 30, I'll take you through some of the highlights. They were fun. Doris Burke and Ryan Rucco were able to talk plenty good about the Bucks tonight. Our guy Kendrick Perkins is loving it on social media. And also, Bucks fans, if you have a word for James Harden, now keep it PG enough. We can maybe stretch to 13. But those 7 deadly words, the 7 deadly sins, I'll still have to take you off. You got one word for James Harden tonight, Bucks fans. What is it? 414-799-1250. Let's get out to it. Nick's leaving Fiserv Forum tonight after a beatdown of the Oklahoma City Thunder. Nick, you're on the fan. What's going on? Nick, you're going to have to turn your radio down and then hop on in about 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Nick's on the fan.
Hey, I just got to say, Thaddeus was amazing with his Euro step tonight. Just amazing. With his 6 points, it was great. But all around, Bucks, amazing, amazing game. Me and my nephew were at the game. We had a blast. Retro night. But all in all, great game.
Appreciate the call. And to be able to just drill a team like that on national television, be able to walk out and just assert dominance all over the floor. The Bucks were so superior in every aspect of the game tonight. And they did it without their other all-star. Like, that's the part of this that will just make you shake your head. Somebody's just flipping on, somebody's just looking at their phone and saying, check on the Bucks. Thought it started at 7:30. Whoa. Okay. They were up 51 with 2 minutes left in this game. I can't wait to hear from Matt Velasquez after this one. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel beat writer after this game. He's got to be fired up. What's one word to describe what the Bucks just did to the Oklahoma City Thunder? And if you got one word for James Harden, I'll also take those. 414-799-1250. He might have just ignited another fire under Giannis. I'll tell you and give you Giannis's response to the MVP of 2018. And let's be honest, it's not exactly what maybe James Harden was waiting for. 414-799-1250. Bucks, 133. Thunder, 86. This game was a 2-point game at one point, and then a 25-4 run to close out the first half. Bucks, flip the switch. Domination tonight. We're back after this. It's the Big and Safe Probes postgame show. Bucks fans filing out of Fiserv Forum. It's 799-1250. Join us up on the phone lines. We'll talk on Twitter as well at 105.7FM The Fan. I'm inside the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Studios. Come join us. It's the Big and Safe Probes postgame show on The Fan.
Dunk? Was it a key basket in transition? Was it a spectacular play down the lane? It's time for the Wrench and Go Drive of the Game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest priced auto parts around. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Just a fierce
fierce competitor who also can go gadget arms. So now you
can... Ryan Rucco, ESPN, Doris Burke in there as well on the call tonight's game. Bucks just manhandle the Oklahoma City Thunder, 133-86. Third time in 2019-2020, the Bucks get a 40-point W. If you're watching this one at Fiserv Forum, it's 414-799-1250 to get on the phone lines and talk about the number one Bucks, now 51-8. If you got, I'm going to give you three words. You get three words to say to James Harden. What do you have? Giannis had a few other ones. I'll play you those in a minute. But first, Mike's on the south side. He's up on the fan. Mike, chicken was excellent. What's happening, brother?
Hey, Billy, wearing you out today.
Don't worry about it.
A line from Bull Durham. I want to announce my presence with domination. And that's what the Bucks did. I think OKC should try out the guy, the fan that hit the half-court shot. Need
him. Good one. You
know, yeah. Offer shoot, I don't know.
Sure, 10 day. Now,
what's up with Kyle Korver? I want all my bullets in the gun.
Kyle Korver out with the first two games of the week, and then tonight just resting with a sore back. It doesn't appear to be anything serious.
Well, yeah, he can get back rubs with Middleton. We'll bring him back when we need him. And one last thing. I think all our backups, I think, could field the team. What do you think?
Well, I mean, they'd be able to compete. Appreciate it, Mike. Don't be a stranger. 414-799-1250. They had three guys do it in double figures tonight. I mean, they just absolutely bulldozed this team. And without Chris Middleton, as Mike said. Sore neck for Chris Middleton. We'll get more on that a little bit later on. But you see 27 minutes tonight from Giannis, 28 from Wes Matthews, the most anybody played. Throw 24 minutes of burn in there for Sterling Brown. Must have been nice for him to get off the pine, get himself some game. How about Marvin Williams? People loving what he's doing on the floor. A plus minus of 23 tonight. Well, that's a weird stat tonight because everybody was plus for the Milwaukee Bucks. You want to know what Giannis's was? Plus 44 for Giannis tonight on the plus minus. If you got three words to say to James Harden, what do you have? Tyler on Twitter says, I don't have one word for Harden, but I have two words for him. Good picture of Shawn Michaels and Triple H. You can fill in the rest. 414-799-1250. Aaron says, one word, overrated. Giannis does more on the floor in less minutes and a better teammate. 799-1250. You get three words for James Harden. I'm going to go three words for James Harden. But first, let me play you why we're doing three words for James Harden tonight.
Giannis Antetokounmpo makes a joke on the air about, I want to take someone who can pass. I'm taking Kemba Walker instead of James Harden.
I have more assists than him, I think.
You ranked 10th in assists going into the All-Star break, and Kemba ranked 36th in assists going into the All-Star break.
So I don't see what the joke is, but I didn't even see it. And I don't pay attention to stuff like that. I just know none of them can mess with me.
Well, Daryl Morey, your general manager, had a great line to kind of address all of that. He said, being different doesn't really get appreciated until it works.
Yeah, or when I'm done. When it's all said and done, they'll appreciate it more. You know, but I wish I could just run and with 7 feet and run and just dunk. Like, that takes no skill at all. I got to actually learn how to play basketball and how to have skill, you know. I'd take that any day.
Do you think that in the end, a title is going to give you the respect that you think you deserve?
I mean, it is, and I will get it.
Yeah, okay, good one. That's James Harden with Rachel Nichols. 414-799-1250. Bucks win tonight by 47. Match the Thunder's point total in the first half with the margin of victory. They are up 51 with 2 minutes left. A 25-2 run to close out the first half, and Bucks just dominate away, blow out the OKC Thunder. And this is not a scrub Thunder team. This is the fifth-place team in the Western Conference. This is a team right now that had won 9 straight road games coming into tonight's game. They didn't have Danilo Gallinari tonight. They played on a back-to-back. Yes, there was a lot of things going against them. But by 47, made them look like an AAU team tonight. Adams in Sussex, he's up at 799-1250. What's going on, Adam?
Yeah, you know, it was a great win tonight. And I'm not taking what Harden says seriously. I mean, he's in the Western Conference, so I'm not really worried about it. Giannis in like four or five straight possessions had a three-point shot, two jump shots, and a layup. So he can do whatever he wants on the court, whenever mm-hmm. he wants. But, you know, I'm not really worried about what Giannis or what Harden has to say.
Appreciate the call. And I think a lot of people are going to echo those sentiments. But is that the same way you feel about Colin Cowherd? Is that the same way you feel about Stephen A. Smith? Anybody up, Max Kellerman, any other person with one of these national shows that it continually gets brought up to me that, man, they don't get any respect. They're not getting any love. And we talk about it as much as anybody on the big show. So hand firmly in air that we're a part of it. For sure. Because it's a part of the story with this club right now. A part of the story has been how they've flown under the radar at 50-8. Part of the gig and part of the reason why it's so much fun every single night is because no one expects them to be doing any of this. Sure, you expected them to be good. You expected them to be top three in the East. But blowing three different teams out by 40-plus? They almost put a 50 spot on this club tonight. And they did it with Giannis playing about three quarters. And that's what my guy Thomas says. Philip, in three words for James Harden, you like that? Debo, my three words, best flopper ever. You get three words for James Harden, 414-799-1250. What are they? And let's talk about a 47-point beatdown of the Oklahoma City Thunder. I can't believe I'm saying it. Tyler's in Mequon. He's up at 799-1250. Tyler, what do you got?
Billy, I got three words for James Harden. It's second place again. This is ridiculous. He has a beef with Giannis for no reason. The Bucks are the best team in the league, and they came out and proved that again. Yes, the Thunder were without Gallinari, but we were without our second best player, and we did not miss a beat.
They continued to dominate, and it didn't even look like they missed Chris Middleton on the floor tonight. And frankly, they seemingly didn't either.
No, it was honestly, you know, Dante came in and played hard again. You know, I mean, the Bucks are not that far removed from winning 15 games and having John Salmons as their best player.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to see where we're at right now is just a testament to how much Giannis has improved. And the fact that anybody in Milwaukee is doubting this team at this point, they need to recognize what we have here and take it for what it's worth.
Tyler, appreciate it, man. Don't be a stranger. 799-1250. He drops off. It opens up a line for you. I don't know how many people in the city necessarily are doubting this team. I know there's a lot of people doubting this team around the country. I know there's a lot of people doubting this team in other NBA circles. Other NBA front office members. We talked to a guy that used to make decisions for the Phoenix Suns, former general manager Ryan McDonough on the Wendy's Big Show All the Time, radio.com insider. And it kind of shocks him that people are even surprised by any of this. They're pretty surprised that, frankly, anybody is taken aback by what the Bucks continue to stock up. But I'm here to say, I'm sorry, man. You drop 47 on somebody, that's going to turn a lot of heads. 414-799-1250. They had the Oklahoma City Thunder coming into tonight. We're just second to the Milwaukee Bucks in wins since Thanksgiving. They were 37-22. And by the way, this Oklahoma City Thunder team played the Bucks in one of the tightest games that they had in the first half of the season at OKC. If you remember correctly, it was the one that Giannis was so frustrated at halftime. He put his foot through a piece of glass walking into the locker room. And you just beat that team by almost 50. Tim's in Greenfield. He's up on the Fan at 799-1250. Tim, what's on your mind tonight, man?
Well, it's a nice win, but will the Bucks the rest of the season, okay, they'll put up 70 wins, but will the Bucks get the ring on their fingers? I don't think so. I think Giannis will walk next year. And you know what? Won't that be something else? I mean, I like to see him win, but I don't think that they got the darkness. How do you say the word? The power to do that, just like the Brewers did a few years ago. They came up short. and came up short again and again. Well, this is what the Bucks are going to do. They're going to come up short again this year, and Giannis is going to take a walk right after the season.
Tim, can I ask you something?
What?
Do you take that like angle into like your daily life?
Well, I'll put it this way. The Bucks are everybody's bragging and ragging and everything else.
Because they're 51-8.
This is the best team of all and all this other good stuff. Well, good. It is. But we've known to choke, and this Southern team is going to choke down the line.
Tim, it's very unfair to say that this group is going to fail just because 47 straight teams did. This team is different than all those other groups.
Well, let's see.
Yeah, let's see. Appreciate it, Tim. Don't be a stranger. I got to ask that question because people that listen to this show, people that listen to the station, no, I do live my life with more of a positive outlook on things. I am more of the guy, I will try to find good in somebody. Even if I know, really, I'm talking to somebody that I'm never going to understand, I'm never going to like. Frankly, I know that if I was in a personal situation with, I would not want, I would find a way out. I just love finding the reason and the root of that belief. Because if you believe that this team is destined to fail, well then, I'm sorry, but it must not be fun to sit with you on a Tuesday night. Dino's in Port Washington. He's up on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show. Dino, you got three words for James Harden?
Yeah, I do. But first of all, I agree with you about being positive. That's the way to go through life, man. Amen to that. And, you know, James Harden, he makes it sound like all Giannis does is dunk. We all know he does way more than that. He's a better player at this time of year than he was at last. So my three words to James Harden is go beep yourself.
I like it. Good stuff, Dino. Thanks for that. 799-1250. Three words for James Harden, Bucks fans. You get it on a day that you can celebrate. Your Bucks just won 47, 133-86 over a team that they took to the wire back when this game was in Oklahoma City. All the way back in the early stages of November. 121-119. Oh, what a difference 4 months makes. The Bucks 51-8. That win got them to 7-3. And oh, by the way, that was the first W, part of the 18-game winning streak that this group also had in a 51-8 campaign. 414-799-1250. If you're sitting on hold, sit right there. I got to take a quick timeout. I'm right back with you. We're going to hear from Mike Budenholzer. We're going to talk to Matt Velasquez right at Fiserv Forum once he walks out of the Bucks locker room. A lot more ahead. Don't go anywhere. It's the Big and Safe Probes postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. This is 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Did that really just happen? It's time for the Are You Kidding Me? Moment of the Game. Brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing, celebrating over 50 years in business. For any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go to GeneWagner.com. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North, on The Fan.
Just like, no problem. The Bucks, 50-8 there, 26-3 at home. Clinched a playoff spot earlier than any team in league history, and that man, a huge reason why.
He is going at the strongest guy in the league. Like, Steven Adams is at the cup. Most guys won't go that direction. Giannis is like, no problem.
Yeah, Giannis doesn't care. Sorry, Doris Burke. And Ryan Rucco on the call. Fun on ESPN tonight. If you checked out the Fox Sports Wisconsin call, you know that's always good. Marcus Johnson and Jim Paschke. This is the Big and Safe Probes postgame show. Bucks win 133-86. The Are You Kidding Me moment of the game. This came in the tail end of the third quarter. Take a listen to Ryan Rucco and Doris Burks.
Largest deficit of the season for the Thunder. As Milwaukee is just pummeling Oklahoma City since late the second quarter, as they have done to many a team this regular season. Time out, Oklahoma City. It's a 39-point Milwaukee lead.
A off a triple from Sterling Brown, just one of seven from the floor, but it forces a timeout for Billy Donovan, and he had to just be scratching his head like, what did we just walk into, dude? Whoa! Right? This is like when you and your buddies walk in way too late on a Saturday night, and you walk into a place that you think is a diner, and there's like six people in there, and one guy's like petting a cat, and you're like, what did we just walk into, dude? 47-point drumming of the Oklahoma City Thunder. Brett's leaving Fiserv for him. He's up on the fan. Brett, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Billy, how you doing tonight?
Good, man.
Hey, so I just have three words for James Harden, and they are sit down, loser.
Love it.
Because this team right here, can we just talk about how fun it is to be a Milwaukee Bucks fan right now? This is so much fun. And I heard you talk to some caller just a second ago talking about how this team isn't going to do all that and that player and Giannis is going to leave. Knock it off. Just enjoy what we're doing right now. This is so much fun. I am so glad I went to the game tonight. And it's just such a great time to be a Bucks fan.
No doubt about it.
Had for you, Billy. I didn't really have a whole lot to say. Just enjoy this, Bucks fans. We so deserve this.
Appreciate it, Brett. That's all you need to say. 414-799-1250. It's difficult when you are saying enjoy this, because I don't love telling people how to be fans, but I don't know how you don't. Like, you wake up every morning expecting the team to win. When they lose, you're somewhat stunned, and then also you calm yourself down by saying, wait a second, they've lost 9 times in the last 4.5 months. They scored 100 points in less than 3 quarters tonight. They beat the team that is right now in the middle of the playoffs in the West, which is, oh, so much better than the East. And they outscored them by the same amount of points the team put up in the first half. Bucks were up 71-47 at the break, and they beat them by 47. Bob's in Tosa. Bob, you got three words for James Harden?
Billy, my three words are shave your beard.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I mean, what a bird's nest that thing is, you know? I mean, give me a break, you know?
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Billy, I'm an older guy, okay? So I remember the 71 bucks, etc.
Okay.
I mean, I was excited when the Bucks had a McCoy McLemore back in the days of 71. And I'm kind of flashing back the depth of this team. It's like stormtroopers in a Star Wars movie. They just keep coming, and they're so deep. And the bench features players that have started in the past.
Yes.
And could be for other teams. And that's what this team reminds me of. Is in the 80s, you had Ricky Pierce and Hodges and, you know, stuff like that coming off the bench. And this team, they love playing together, and as an athlete and coach who's been involved in sports for over 50 years, I'm telling you, I've seen some amazing things when teams really like each other. The chemistry can just take you to another level, and that's what I see with the Bucks.
You know, and really Bob, that's tough to explain to people that, and I want you to stay right here because I want to get your response to it. It's difficult to explain that to people because it's a palpable thing that you feel when you're around a club like that, that just genuinely enjoys every moment with the group. I was a part of a couple of different teams, the ones that even maybe weren't the most talented ones, but the ones that got along together during the most difficult parts of the season were the ones that were also having the most fun off the floor.
That's right. And I played at a really elite level of softball where I thought I had teams that could really make a deep run into the county playoffs, for example. And then one year we lost a bunch of guys and we were just like a singles machine with speed.
Mm-hmm.
And we went far, much farther than my big steroid-laden team that I thought would be a powerhouse, you know. It was just nickel and dime, speed, and we're all there to, you know, to have a beer afterwards.
That's
the
way I like it.
Yeah.
Bob in Tosa, I want to let you know something. Bob, tonight, yeah, you're the Chevy MVB of the night for that call right there. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Bob and Tosa. Appreciate the call. Don't be a stranger, my man. Wisconsin Drive Chevy. Check out the all-new 2020 Chevy Silverado at wisconsindrivechevy.com. That was just legendary. Man said the steroid-laden teams that I was on that I thought I was going to take to the ship. But, right, you always have those crews. The first year in Miami, right, when LeBron does the not one, not two, not three, not four. As you continue to build up, sometimes those super groups, you just don't know. But sometimes you just start stringing them together. And, yeah, just a couple of base hits, that works. Out in Waukesha, Brandon's at 799-1250. Brandon, you're on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show. Thanks for hanging out, man. What do you got tonight?
Hey, what's going on, baby Tosh?
We're chilling after a 47-point win. I don't know how else to say it.
All right. Well, my three words are kiss my A to the double dollar sign. You know, I'm
good one. Yeah.
Baby Tosh, growing up, man, I watched Ray. I watched Big Dog. I watched T-Squared, man. Like, they were my highlights of Bucks basketball. And moving forward, man, Giannis, he is the guy. He is. And I'm so stoked to watch what he brings this year and years coming, and just the basketball that he brings to Milwaukee, man. I am so stoked for it.
It's sure different than the David Noel draft pick, huh?
Oh, no doubt, man. No doubt.
Appreciate the call, Brandon. Don't be a stranger, all right?
Yep, thanks, babe.
414-799-1250. It is like celebrating every once in a while when you have these moments and you think back. I mean, T-Squared, you got to be a true Bucks fan to get that one. I mean, like, there are some notable hits. And even seeing Chris Paul tonight, right? You got the number two and number three pick in the draft on the floor tonight. One playing for the Bucks, one playing for the Oklahoma City Thunder. And the number one overall pick is playing in Australia, and that was taken by the Milwaukee Bucks. Andrew Bogut, same year. I mean, like, you have these guys that are hanging around trying to chase titles, and Chris Paul still an all-star, but, like, you've had so many difficult runs, so many difficult seasons. And sure, that's why you still have callers like we had Tim earlier on today that are just so entrenched in what's happened in the past and so scorned by those moments. I'm hoping that you can finally be able to get some relief with yourself and some true understanding of just how dominant and amazing this group has been. They go on a 25-4 run to close out the first half in a game that was a 2-point game against a team that had won 9 straight road games. Without your second-best player, sure, say Danilo Gallinari is the best player on the Oklahoma City Thunder. They're without Danilo Gallinari, a team that you played to a 2-point game at their place back on November 10th. And you just drilled them by 47 on your home floor. And Giannis played about less than three quarters, played 27 minutes, played 5 minutes less than his nightly average. An absolute beatdown of the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight. They're now 51-8. We're going to hear from the head coach. We're also going to go inside the locker room. But first, let's check out a quick injury report before we take a timeout.
Who's banged up on the Bucks?
Once I felt I could put weight on it, I was like, I had to get back out there.
This is the McCormick Law Office Milwaukee Injury Report. McCormick Law Office, the back injury attorneys. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
133-86, the final tonight. Bucks put it on the Oklahoma City Thunder and put it on them good. Kyle Korver still out with a back. Missed Monday and Tuesday night. Missed tonight as well. Maybe we'll get an update from Matt Velasquez when he joins us coming up here after he's out of Pfizer Forum and out of the locker room. Chris Middleton down tonight, day-to-day with a sore neck. He'll be back coming up when this crew is back on the floor on Sunday, perhaps. We'll know more when Matt Velasquez talks to us. We'll hear from Mike Budenholzer straight ahead. Also go inside the locker room. And you at 799-1250. Leaving Fiserv Forum. Want to hear from you. It's a Big and Safe Probes postgame show. Driven by Mercedes-Benz Milwaukee North. Bucks beat the Thunder by 47. We're back after this on The Fan.
Giannis tracks it down and jams.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game.
It's going to be crazy, man.
Here's tonight's X Factor of the Game.
Brought to you by Bryan Stratton College Athletics. Offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. On The Fan.
Oh, he's going for the jackpot shot. Make some noise for him, y'all.
$5,000 on the line for you. Whenever you're ready, it's all you, Charles. Oh, he's taking a real head start. Okay, here we go. Uh-oh. Yes to that.
From O'Connor, Milwaukee. Oh! Charles is going on with $5,000.
My boy Joe Brown losing his mind.
That's what I'm talking about. Make some noise. Our first half Born South winner of the year. Let's go. That's $5,000 and two tickets to a future Bucks game.
So dude at halftime knocks down a half-court shot. And he was not the only dude cashing in for the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. If you're listening, man, who I do not know your name, who just knocked down a half-court, better than a half-court shot. He was behind. He had just stepped inside the circle from behind half-court. Like, he gave himself, like, four steps worth of room and cupped it from a good 50 feet away. If dude's listening, first, I want to meet you at Pato with that money that you just won, as well as we'd like to hear from you at 414-799-1250. Even if you didn't make a half-court shot and win $5,000, still, if you're leaving Fiserv Forum, want to hear from you at 799-1250. Anthony is up next on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. Bucks just won 133-86, 51-8. Now, Anthony is up on The Fan. Anthony, what's on your mind tonight, man?
Well, a few things. First time I've ever gotten a chance to speak to you. I listened to the show during the week as well, and I wanted to say you're one of the best sport talk guys in the country anywhere, bar none. Your work is exceptional.
Thanks, Anthony. I really appreciate that, man.
Super lucky to have you in this market.
Thanks, dude.
It's cool that you're from Wisconsin, too. Here's my thing. Player efficiency rating. Those are the three words that I would say to James Harden. This is 29-2-1. Giannis is 32-42 right now. And it is because Giannis is the total package. But there's another element to that, too. You know, Harden's game has ceiling. He is exceptional as an offensive player. One of the greatest we've seen in the modern era. Has that weird shot, ability to judge distance, probably better than maybe anybody who plays his position right now.
Sure.
And his consistency can be somewhat wild, right? But he's one of those guys who doesn't go cold for any extended period of time. He's that exceptional, like the all-time greats. He's one of them. But his game has ceiling, and Giannis hasn't. He's continued to get better as a passer. He's exceptional as a passer, Giannis is. And I don't know about that slight Giannis made about, you know, I'm going to take Kemba Walker over, you know, or Harden.
Sure.
Because everyone knows Harden's a good passer. I think Giannis was sort of saying, I'm going to take somebody who's more willing to pass, maybe as a joke. But what I would say right now as a Bucks fan is Giannis has not hit his ceiling anywhere, but look at what he can do around the basket besides dunk. He has such incredible body control. He can do so much with just not only those spider arms that he has, but his quickness, his agility, his athletic ability of 6'11", where he looks like he's 6'5", when he does that Euro step in the lane. And the thing you're seeing now as a Milwaukee Bucks fan is one of the greatest things in Wisconsin sports history. I was a kid listening to my parents who were Bucks fans in 71. I was too young to know what was going on, but I heard my mother screaming every time Kareem would make a basket. for Bobby Dandridge to make a basket. And I'm telling you, I lived through those eight Bucks teams that should have won a championship. Couldn't get past Boston, couldn't get past Philly. What you're seeing now, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, is one of the greatest things you've seen in this state's sports history. This kid is phenomenal beyond measure, and he hasn't hit his ceiling yet. This is his seventh season. The Bucks have got to win it this year. Because Jordan won his in his seventh season, his first one.
Yep.
Giannis is going to make a mark this year, I think, and win it all. They're not going to let it get away from them this year. They have the experience of last year against Toronto. Giannis Antetokounmpo is one of the greatest players who's ever set foot on an athletic field anywhere or a court anywhere, and we've got him. So enjoy this ride, because we could lose him, and the Bucks window is going to close, but they could win a couple championships this year and next year, and they are making a mark as one of the greatest teams in American sports history, and it's on the back of Giannis that you're doing it. Take that, James Harden.
And Anthony, one of my favorite parts about it is what you just said. And while the window can close and they can lose Giannis, and everything that you just said is right. But the window is and the winning opportunity can be quicker. And the wins are amazing. But the memories like that you just talked about, that's the stuff that doesn't go away. And that's the stuff that I hope is not taken for granted through how great and dominant they've been all year long.
Yeah, you know, to end on that note, I would say that you're absolutely right, and I want to cite a friend of mine who lives in Chattanooga, Tennessee, who's a huge Milwaukee Bucks fan. Grew up a Bucks fan living down in Chattanooga, and we're not in close contact anymore. But I've been thinking about how he probably has tears coming to his eyes when he's watching this kid play, because he's been a Bucks fan longer than I have and has lived it from a distance, didn't get to be here in the 80s and really enjoy it like a lot of us did who went to games. So I want to say to everybody out there who's watching these Bucks, and if you're a fan, if you're at all a basketball fan, enjoy this, because this is exceptional in history.
Anthony, really appreciate it, man. Really appreciate the kind words, and hope I get
Thanks
to hear from you again,
that.
All right? Thank
Thanks
you. Appreciate it. 799-1250 if you want to join the conversation as well. 414-799-1250 is the phone number. To see what he has done, and Anthony had the 7-year mark for Michael Jordan. His seventh season is when he ended up winning it. If you've watched that much basketball, as obviously Anthony has, you see the stepladder approach that most superstars go through, most great teams go through, most dynasties, sure, they can skip a couple of steps. And ultimately, I think last year, the Bucks did skip a step. Not many people anticipated them to go from a group that had not won a playoff series, let alone had not qualified to have home court advantage in a playoff series, to then go on out, win a playoff series, win another, go to the Eastern Conference Finals, and at one point be up 2-0 with a major opportunity to go up 3-0 and have your foot squarely cemented on the Adam's apple of the dying dog, which was the Toronto Raptors. That type of loss, that type of heartbreak, those type of failures, all the greats have gone through them. You just don't necessarily remember them as cleanly as the victories and as cleanly as the championships, because for the most part, they come before you reach the ultimate crown. He's 25 years old in his seventh NBA season. He's averaging almost 30 points a game, 13 boards, and 6 dimes a night. And to say that he has room to grow and still talent to untap, potential to still get into, true. It's clear as day. Not many people are arguing with you when you say, man, I think Giannis can get better. Because who on earth thinks that's a finished product? Put on 50 pounds in the last 7 years and looks like he was in bodybuilding competitions. No, instead what he was doing was what, again, you've heard a lot of the greats do, and a lot of it has been remarked by the tragic loss of Kobe Bryant, but he was the same way. How did Giannis get the body style that he does? And why is it different than so many other guys, so many other players, so many other tremendous prospects that all you hear them say is, man, he could be really good once he puts like 15, 20 pounds on. Right? Man, he's going to be really good. He bulks up a little bit. You put on 15 to 20 pounds on him, he's going to be a dominant body. But to do that at this level, it takes a different type of dedication. Not all guys can just fit that. Giannis made his body do that. He wasn't going to give up. He wasn't going to stop working out at 1 a.m. after games when he was getting 6 minutes of burn. And don't kid yourself and think that that was his shoot around. No, he was still getting there 3 hours before the game, going through the full workout, knowing full well he probably wasn't going into the game. And if he did and he wasn't happy with it, knowing he was going to do the exact same thing he had to do in the game, everything he wanted to do in the game, he was going to do after. And treat that like a game. So many coaches will always say, it's about what you do when nobody's watching. And let me give credit to James Harden, who we're having a lot of fun with at his expense tonight. That dude has absolutely mastered his craft. The step back that James Harden does between the legs multiple times, he's made a step back three look like a good shot. Whenever, when you were playing basketball, coaching basketball, watching basketball, was a step back 25-footer a good shot? Everybody goes, oh man, he had a good look. Because he's just that good at it. I mean, James Harden has absolutely perfected his craft. But I'm with Anthony. I think his gets to more of a ceiling. Like more of a clean max. There's a noticeable peak as to where it can get to. If you ever have the chance, look up Mount McKinley. It's the highest mountain elevation-wise in the country. It's in Fairbanks, Alaska. 365 days a year, you maybe get to see the top of it like 45 times. Because the clouds ultimately cover most of it up. You don't necessarily know where that peak finally gets to. That's like the elevation of Giannis' trajectory, I still see. Adam's in Waukesha before we hear from Matt Velasquez from the Journal Sentinel. Adam, you're on the fan.
Bill, baby, Tyler Schmidt, how you doing?
Good, man. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, what's on my mind is just all good things Milwaukee Bucks. And they had another win tonight.
Adam, hold on. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you. I got to ask, what are you up to tonight?
What am I up to tonight?
Yeah.
I am just enjoying this Bucks win.
With a couple of Bofordings? Sounds like a couple of triples.
I'm not too big of a drinker. I'm more of a Diet Mountain Dew type of guy.
Oh, sure.
That green soda, huh?
Yeah.
I'm enjoying this win and every win, and really just enjoying being a Bucks fan because I've been a Bucks fan my whole life, and I've been through the ups and downs, and this is about the biggest up that they've right now in my life. They're 51-8, and they're the number one seed in the Eastern Conference, and for that matter, the best team in the league.
Straight up.
And they're just a complete team.
Mm-hmm.
And even when their players, some players like Giannis needs a rest or something, which granted, Giannis doesn't like to rest much, which is a credit to
But like Chris Middleton, also, like Chris Middleton, Adam, Chris Middleton was out tonight with a neck injury. Adam.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Adam, be safe tonight, all right?
Was out tonight, and they have the most complete team. The starters are really good.
Yeah, they are.
The bench guys come in, and they're amazing. Coach Bud has the perfect system for this team, and you just got to keep enjoying the moment, and they'll eventually get there. And I have the utmost faith in the coaching staff, the Bucks team, everything going on with the Bucks.
Yeah, you do.
Beautiful arena. It's absolutely amazing.
It is, Adam. Appreciate it, man. I gotta run. Sorry. 799-1250. Matt Velasquez joining us down from Fiserv Forum. Matt Velasquez, how are you going to follow Adam in Oshkosh?
Man, I don't know. I don't think I can. I don't think I can. Adam, if you're still listening, I was inspired by your takes and your passion, and that was great.
That was epic. That's for sure. That's what we get on Friday nights, Matt, at about 10:20 here tonight on 105.7 FM. The Fan, Matt Velasquez, Journal Sentinel, joining us from Fiserv Forum. Matt, that was a pounding for the last 29 minutes. This was a 2 or 3 point game there before the Bucks just flipped the switch and put them to bed there before the first half was over.
Yeah, that was just a beatdown, like plain and simple. And the crazy thing is that the Thunder have been, you know, the second best team in the NBA since Thanksgiving. Like, obviously the Bucks are number one, but
yeah,
the Thunder were right behind them record wise since Thanksgiving. Like, you know, they've been having comebacks in third and fourth quarter, and they've been doing a whole bunch of good stuff. Chris Paul has been, you know, vintage Chris Paul. Like, everything has been great for the Thunder. Like, they've been, you know, getting a lot of publicity recently. Just, it's like, wow, like, you don't want to play them in the playoffs. Like, they've been great, but that's, you know, and a bunch of guys, including Bud and, you know, Wes Matthews and stuff, they said it tonight, like, yeah, that's not the team that they normally are. This is very different, and, you know, the Bucks just absolutely destroyed them in every sense of the word, in every way you possibly can.
Matt, what can you tell us about the Chris Middleton injury that kept him out tonight?
You know, I didn't hear about it until it landed on the injury report at 4:30. You know, I just said neck soreness, and Bud said he came in earlier today and his neck was sore. So there, that's it. You know, and you know, that's gonna happen sometimes in the season.
For sure.
I'm not surprised that it happened a few days after a back-to-back where Chris was the first Bucks player to play 40 minutes in the game this season, mm-hmm. and then he played like 31 or 32 the next game. Maybe his, you know, my neck would be sore too, doing something like that, or maybe he slept on it wrong, or maybe they just wanted to rest him.
Sure.
Like it's the kind of stuff that happens. So, well, you know, the good thing for the Bucks is that it wasn't like he fell and, like, hit his head or hurt his neck or whatever. It just kind of was one of those random things that happens. That's what they're saying. And, you know, I would expect he should be good to go, you know, coming back for Sunday's game in Charlotte, but we'll see.
And that Monday game against Miami is going to be a lot of fun as well as we look a little bit ahead. Bucks and Thunder tonight. It was an absolute beatdown. They win by 47. Kyle Korver, when can we expect to see Kyle Korver back on the floor?
Not totally sure. Bud was kind of still pretty elusive about Korver. You know, we asked him about it yesterday. He said it wouldn't be tonight. You know, Korver was around. He was doing stuff kind of behind the scenes here at Fiserv Forum, but we still don't know exactly when he'll be back just yet. But it'll be soon.
Good to see Pat Connaughton see a couple go through the net from downtown, 4 of 6 from deep. Sterling Brown leads the bench in minutes played tonight. Do you expect to see Sterling get any more burn, or is this simply just because of the blowout fashion from tonight?
Yeah, I think it was a combination of Middleton and Korver being out, and then the blowout. Obviously, he played a lot of minutes toward the end of the game, and he was in the rotation early on. He wasn't necessarily standing out as a member of that rotation early, but you know, he played late, he did some stuff. Everybody got a chance to play. DJ Wilson played the whole fourth quarter. Thanasis Adekunbo played, you know, most of that fourth quarter. You know, and no surprise there when you're up by 30-something, 40-something, like, everybody's going to play.
All right, Matt, more impressive. You've seen a lot of basketball. You've seen a lot of halftime shows. More impressive, the guy hitting the half quarter tonight from, I mean, he was at least 3 or 4 feet from behind half court, or Red Panda.
Oh, Red Panda. Give me Red Panda every time. You know, you can make a half-court shot. Like, anyone can make a half-court shot, right?
True,
like,
true.
But not everyone can do what Red Panda does.
Like, I don't think anybody, you know, can.
I don't think anyone's tried. Like, it's not that they can't. Who else is doing that? Like, who else is like, you know what, I'm going to get a custom big unicycle and a bunch of bowls, and let's do this.
We're
like,
on.
Like, that. Yeah, that's like not a thing. Like you can't go to school for that. You can't just find that stuff. You have to like make some serious investments.
Yes.
In order to just get started with that.
I always wondered how that happens and how that conversation goes, like with your family, when everybody goes, when you're deciding where you want to go to college, when you decide what trade you're going to go into. Guys, I'm going to toss bowls on my head riding a unicycle.
I mean, what a world we live in. That is something that is happening, and it's and it actually has found the mainstream and is beloved as it should be. Just a great world we have.
No doubt about it, Matt. Appreciate it, man. Always fun. We'll talk on Sunday after the Bucks have a noon matinee on a Sunday. That should be fun.
Sounds good. All right, we'll talk to you then.
Appreciate it, man. That's Matt Velasquez joining us from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Follow him online at Matt_Velasquez. Our conversation, as always, brought to you by the Thomas Morello Law Office. Divorce, child custody, any other family law needs, go with experience. Go with Thomas Morello Law. Morello Law online at MorelloLaw.net or call him at 414-327-5800. This is the Pick and Save Probes postgame show.
Our mortal enemy. We're keeping an eye on the enemy. How did the bad guy look tonight? Sponsored by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch or dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coach's on Lake Dunoon. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
I'm going to bring you Mike Budenholzer. You're also going to hear from some guys inside the locker room. But first, 414-799-1250. Eye on the enemy tonight. Thunder were without Danilo Gallinari. They were really playing with a hand tied behind their back. But, I mean, 133-86. Chris Paul goes 7 of 17 from the floor. It was just an absolute mugging tonight. The Bucks force the Thunder to shoot just over 36%. 17.1% from three, 6 for 35 from beyond the arc for the Oklahoma City Thunder in comparison to 21 of 45 for your Milwaukee Bucks. Mike Budenholzer comes up straight ahead. We'll also go inside the locker room and more of your phone calls at 799-1250 and buckle your chin straps up for the next one. I already see the name on hold and it's always fun. Come on back. It's Pick and Save Probes postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Let's hear from the head coach. This segment is sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
414-799-1250. We're going to hear from Mike Budenholzer in just one second. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tosh. Appreciate you hanging out. Bucks basketball is a lot more fun when they win by double digits, right? 20-point wins, I mean, those are electric. 40-point wins, those don't happen very often. I would love to know if Sparky's listening. How many Bucks postgame shows he did where they lost by 40 plus? Because I'm looking here at the all-time records and points scored, and I do not believe Stevie would have done a postgame show for any of these games. There's one opportunity, a 43-point win against Portland last year, but I'm going to try to check the tape. I'm not going to lie, I'm pretty sure I filled in that night. I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty sure I filled in that night as the Bucks won at home 143-100. They won three games this year by 40 plus. And this is a team that's going to the playoffs in the Oklahoma City Thunder. Don't kid yourself what you saw tonight. 133-86. Giannis was on a different level. 13 of 20 from the floor, 2 of 4 from deep, 32-13-6 in 27 minutes of play. Take that, James Harden. Hey, if you got three words for James Harden and you want to say it to him, now's your chance at 799-1250. This is what the beard had to say earlier.
You know, when it's all said and done, you know, they'll appreciate it more. You know, but I wish I could just run and with 7 feet and run and just dunk. Like, that takes no skill at all. I got to actually learn how to play basketball and how to have skill, you know? I take that any day.
I would love to know what kind of skill he doesn't believe Giannis has. We'll hear from Giannis. We'll also hear from Mike Budenholzer first. But okay, ladies and gentlemen, buckle your chin straps. It's Tim and Racine at 799-1250. Tim, haven't talked to you in a minute. How you been?
I'm doing all right. We're just finishing up the hookah luka, man.
You pour any of that Everclear in there?
No, we use peanut butter whiskey.
Okay, that stuff's good. Tim, I'm sorry. I honestly can't even mix that stuff with anything. That you just got to take straight.
That's what we're doing. But then we do Sambuca with it.
Sure.
And then we take some clear gin with some some blue Caraco. We mix it all together, and that's a hookah luca.
I like it, hookah luca. What do you got on the Bucks tonight, Timmy? The Bucks postgame show, that's what you called.
Of course. You know, with James Harden, I hate that guy because all he says is that Giannis can just run up the court and jam the basketball. But it seems to me that we have beaten Houston quite a bit lately, haven't we?
Yeah, they have gotten the best of Houston two times they played him. They played him one time this year. First night, they get him on national television end of March here at Pfizer Forum.
And I want Giannis to dunk on James Harden's head and, you know, do something like that. Just shut him up. Because James Harden, what does he do? I'll tell you what he does. He draws fouls.
Yep.
He is like the biggest artist of being a ghost foul calls, I call him, that there's ever lived.
That's a good one.
I don't know if you think that way, but
no, I agree.
I think.
Yeah, he baits a lot of fouls. Timmy, great hearing from you, all right, man? Be safe tonight.
Hey, I want you to do me a favor, all right?
What's up?
So everybody to have a hookah luka tonight and behave.
I like that, no doubt about it. Have a hookah luka tonight and behave. Austin Delaney's on the other side of the glass. Austin Delaney is. I will tell you guys this, Austin. You are an accomplished young man, especially in those feats. Have you ever heard of a hookah luka?
I've never once heard of that before.
I'm very intrigued. It sounds like a lot of fun. I'm not gonna lie. That, I mean, it sounds like that's gonna buckle your chin straps.
Sounds like we should probably join Tim and give it a try.
Well, Sunday's a noon start, so. I mean, we're on the air probably about 2:30. We're probably off the air around 4.
So hookah luka's at 4:30?
I think there's an XFL game that starts at 4:30. I mean, might as well. You need it for that product at certain games. Yeah, why not? Let's go. I like that. But Timmy, with some words of wisdom, be safe, ladies and gentlemen. Come on. Tim and Racine asked you to. The least you can do is honor my man's well wishes. Bucks win tonight, 133-86. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tosh. Appreciate you hanging out tonight. We're going to hear from Mike Budenholzer in just 1 second here. But first, guys, have you guys heard about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin extending the financing offer? But they extended it for another month. That was the month of February. Ladies and gentlemen, the month of February is over tomorrow. Today is usually when it would end. The month of February usually would be over in an hour and 25 minutes. Instead, you get 24 extra hours because it's leap day tomorrow, and that's why Gina Della from Pella extended the Pella Windows and Doors Wisconsin financing offer. It's been so successful that they are in demand of new experienced installers for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, whether it's in Brookfield, Green Bay, Madison, especially in Madison, they're looking for people because people are taking advantage of their choice of 10-year 2.99% APR financing or 18-month 0% APR financing on approved credit when you go through Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. But if you're looking for a career and you're looking to join this Pella team that I just told you about, guys, this is why you sign up. Pella, number one nationally recognized brand. They've been in business for over 100 years. I like track record. I like victories on top of victories, and that's what Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin has been doing. They offer premium pay, some of the highest in the industry, plus the best hands-on training in the industry because their project managers work with you daily to ensure the completion of every single product. Apply online today on their website, PellaWI.com/career opportunities. One more time, that's PellaWI.com/career opportunities. Don't get waitlisted in a slow-moving, cheapo chuck in a truck company. Make window replacement a part of your 2020 vision today. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, stop in today. Schedule your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. Tell them Bill Schmidt sent you. And when you do, just stop in 19030 West Blue Mound Road in Brookfield. It's their new Pella Windows and Doors Wisconsin Experience Center. Go in and talk to Gina and tell her Billy Schmidt sent you. She'll bring a smile to her face and then probably a story about me that I can't share on the radio. Mike Budenholzer, after his team just wins by 47 over Oklahoma City, we're back with Mike Budenholzer right now on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Studios. It's the Big and Safe Probes postgame show.
A good win. A lot of good stuff on both ends of the court. So the focus and the execution, everything's very good.
Coach, you guys had, you know, the biggest win of the season of the day. Obviously, you see Giannis on a day-to-day basis. You know, you can characterize his – look at his game a little bit. How would you describe it, you know, just as his game, where, it's, you know, there's been criticism about skill and things like that, but how would you describe his game from being around him every day?
Amazing. Like, he's – I don't know who's criticizing him, but he's just – he's a winner. He brings it in every way, shape, and form, brings it in practice and the locker room. He's a great leader. He's a great player. He does everything. So I don't know how to describe his game.
Coach, can you talk about his willingness to improve every single year, you know, evolve and sort of like how important that is?
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that has stood out to me, you know, being around him now for about a year and a half or a season and a half, that he's just constantly driven to improve. And, you know, he's obviously very, very skilled, very talented, very gifted, and he's not satisfied. And that we kind of want that to be the identity of our organization. And when your best player is built that way, usually you follow the lead of your best player. And so it's critical to us.
You guys were up 3 with 5 minutes left in the second quarter, and you closed on a 24-4 run going into halftime. What stood out to you during that run that really elevated you guys?
You know, I just felt like we got a lot of stops, and then we started really – it felt like the ball movement and the spacing and the shooting just was really good. Just everything that, you know, the kind of the marrying up, you know, good defense with good offense and shot making. You know, you go on a run like that, you're usually making a lot of shots. So, and it felt like lots of different people were doing it.
You have that run, you have a big lead at the half. It'd be easy to come out in the third quarter and, you know, get lackadaisical. What does it say about this team that they win both the third and fourth quarter?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's impressive. You know, I think just overall the effort tonight is impressive. It's tough, you know, Oklahoma City on a back-to-back. That's, you know, that's a tough ask for them to come in here and, you know, no Gallinari tonight. So they've done an amazing job. And I think they're at 5 in the West, 5 or 6. And Billy's done a great job of coaching them and their players. Just, it's, you know, this is not indicative of who they are tonight. You know, we were fortunate.
Wes, even last season was a guy that was getting much more shots than he's got this year. He's playing a more significant role as a sort of lead guy on offense. For him to come in this season and fit in the way that he has, and then on a night like tonight, step up a little bit and have 14 points, what is the addition of him being to this group, and how you always talk about guys being unselfish, but where does he sort of fit in with all that?
Yeah, he's been a great add. The way he fits in, I think the way he fits with the starting group, you know, he is capable of stepping up and, you know, helping us out offensively, and you know, when he's the final piece and making shots or doing things like that, that's when, you know, I think maybe we go to a whole nother level. But, you know, without Chris, he got a few more chances, a few more opportunities. I liked his aggressiveness and his unselfishness and understanding his role or buying in has been very, very good. You know, we talk about how we want to be a defensive team first, and his focus and effort and energy on the defensive end of the court is just phenomenal. What he, you know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, I don't know what he finished with, but overall I thought he made his night really, really difficult. And then, you know, he's scoring on the other end, so it was a great night for Wes.
Marcus, it seems to me this has been a decent deflection game.
What defensive play stood out?
Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113 Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
It was before the game that the best defensive play of the game comes up. We've been playing what James Harden had to say about Giannis. This was Giannis defending himself into the quote over to the beard.
It's not, you know, back and forth. Obviously, you know, understand that, you know, you guys came here to do a job, and we obviously we got to do a job tonight. Also, everybody has to do a job, but it hasn't been a back and forth. Like, I'm not that type of guy. I've never tried to take stabs on somebody. Maybe sometimes might come out like that, but I'm definitely not. I'm just trying to do my job, which is win games and go back home to my family and my kid. Like, but at the end of the day, you know, if that's what he believes, that's what he believes. I can, you know, say anything about it. I just gotta keep being focused and keep, you know, staying to, you know, focused on my goal.
That's a straight just walk off. Giannis says, "Yeah, man, I'm just trying to go home to my family, my kid. I don't know what this dude's got, but I'm good." Sorry if I sound like I'm being mean. I'm just talking. Just saying, I wanted Kemba Walker. I thought he'd pass me the ball. 799-1250. We still got some time for you, like Chris and Racine on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show. Chris, what's on your mind tonight, man?
I just need to know. Chris Middleton, it just worries. You know what? Last year, Malcolm Brogdon, after he left, I was crushed. I thought, we're done for. Now, can Chris Middleton, can he show up this year in the playoffs? Can he get us to the next level? That's my concern. He's getting paid like a top 15%. You know?
Oh, yeah, for sure he is. No doubt about it. And Chris, I think a lot of that comes down to he's performed, but he hasn't been able to do it in a game that they – well, in a series they ended up winning. 2 years ago, he was the best player on the floor in that Boston series. But he went ice cold in that game. He's owned Boston in the playoffs. So even last year, check the numbers that he had in that series. He was dominating those boys last year.
Even when Giannis is out, was he out there? He hits 50. What's he hit there? No, it's 40. He's there. I just need him to show up in the playoffs because you can see the way this team is built. We are built for the long haul. And the biggest thing that gets me is we get zero national attention.
No,
you know, I'm a big Badger fan as well, and they don't get a lot of the national attention. I understand they don't show up and you know, they're not going to run with the Alabamas of the world,
right?
But when they're there, if you look at the stats, we are right there.
I mean,
what are they doing? This is the first team to clinch the playoffs, the earliest ever. Am I wrong? Is this the earliest ever we've clinched the playoffs? No.
Yeah. No, it was the fastest in the last 15 years. Since they started registering the new playoff format.
How exciting is that? But still, you get no national media play to it.
I appreciate it, Chris. Thanks, man. And 799-1250, call anytime. I don't know how much people genuinely are frustrated about it. Some is just straight curiosity. That sounded like frustration from Chris. And I understand being frustrated that you don't get as much of the love that you believe you're supposed to get. But I just wonder when we stop caring. Like, when is enough enough that you just come to the realization, listen, they're not going to respect us. They're not going to respect what we're doing. They don't believe this team is for real. So, like Nick Saban said, just quit asking. Like, at some point, they're not going to give you enough attention. Stephen A. Smith is never going to start miraculously loving the city of Milwaukee. Skip Bayless is not just all of a sudden going to turn the tide and say, you know what? That Bucks team, best basketball team I've ever seen. It's just not going to happen. So maybe I've just given up on the fact of like believing they're going to be the front page story every single time. But one of the most unbiased broadcasting entities in this standpoint that I hear, and one of the cleanest ways that I try to judge how important to the country are the Bucks, how important to the country is a particular team, a particular story. When I get off the air tonight at 11 o'clock, there's going to be a two and a half minute CBS Sports Flash. CBS Sports Network does it whenever we're off the air. They do the Sports Flash, right? And it's the country. It goes to the entire United States. And guys, pretty much every single night that the Bucks play, the dude doing the updates lists the Bucks game first. Because whether people on syndicated national talk shows believe that it has ratings, whether the executives at Fox believes that talking Knicks is better than talking Bucks. I understand the amount of number and the revenue dollars in Los Angeles compared to Milwaukee. However that goes. But just think of the first score you're hearing. And seemingly, too, the first highlights on ESPN, on SportsCenter tonight. What are the first ones? For the majority of it, it's the Bucks game. Because ultimately, it's going to impact the most people because they're going to see this team playing in June. Ruben's on the south side before we hear from Giannis. Ruben's on the fan. What's up, dude?
Hey, Bill. How are you?
Good, man. It's hard not to be happy after that beatdown.
Yeah, I just got off work. I was just hearing about it. Hey, I think the Bucks do get a lot of recognition. I do a lot of, like, the sports on Bleacher Report, ESPN. Mm-hmm. I listen to a lot of the syndicated sports shows, Fox News. But I think the reason why is because everyone pretty much knows the Bucks are coming out of the East, so that's, like, nothing new.
Sure.
You know, and personally speaking, I don't think we'll win. I think we'll lose in seven, maybe six games to the Clippers if they stay healthy. I'm not sure, but I think the Bucks are definitely on the right path. Matchup wise, they're hard to compete with, and that's what I believe is going to be the challenge for the Bucks coming out of the East and winning the whole thing is sizing up against the Clippers.
Well, size-wise, I'm not worried. I don't see many teams being able to throw the kind of bigs that the Bucks can. But, Ruben, to your point, get it on the perimeter, they have such length that it's going to be tough to be able to utilize the inside post play that the Bucks have because they don't want to usually use the inside post play that they have the ability to.
Absolutely. Bill, mm-hmm. You think you like the Clippers over the Lakers? I mean, a lot of people are picking the Lakers, but personally speaking, I don't see that.
I see the Clippers' depth is just it's so stupid good. And to be honest, I think LeBron AD are the better 1-2 tandem. We just haven't seen this Clipper team together. The whole starting unit has played, what, like 17 games together all year long? They're going to start peaking at one point here, and that's going to be a bloodbath. They're definitely the better team. I just still have a sneaky suspicion that number 23 in that purple and gold has something crazy up his sleeve to get himself into the finals again.
You know it. Thanks, Bill, for the call. Great show.
Appreciate it, Ruben. 799-1250. That's going to be so much fun to see on the western side if it is Clippers-Lakers. And I hope it goes seven. I hope all seven games go into overtime. That's all I got for you. Like, I have no rooting interest, and by that I mean I have no tickets bet in Vegas for which team wins. But what I will tell you is I watched Kawhi Leonard just knock out my favorite team last year with just being straight cold-blooded. But I watched LeBron James be cold-blooded in late May, early June, since I was in grade school. So I struggle to bet against that. But that's going to be an absolute thriller. It's going to be a classic. It's going to be epic for the entire run. And hopefully the Bucks are sitting there with a couple of days of rest, a couple of days to relax, and hopefully no sore necks from Chris Middleton. Giannis talked after the game inside the locker room, brought to you by Granville Business Improvement District. The Granville Connection, opening soon. Go to granvillebusiness.org to see how small business, your small business can be a part of it. Here's the MVP after his team wins by 47 at home. Giannis, just slight work in 27 minutes. 32, 13, and 6. Why not? Here's Giannis after the game.
Synergy with Marvin Williams. You two had a couple plays tonight. What's allowed you to click so quickly?
You know, he's a great player. Obviously, he's been around for a while now. And from day one that he came to the team, you know, I think we just connected. You know, obviously, I talked a little bit to him the day that he arrived to the team, and I thought he appreciated that. And now, even in the basketball court, like I know he's going to be in the right spot. Like, he got so much experience. He knows when to give me outlets. He knows when to talk to me. You know, so far, he's great play with him.
He was surprised with the way that you all were so relaxed. I guess when he was coming to such a good team, he thought you would be more tight and, I guess, focused a little bit, and he was surprised with the way you guys can be relaxed and then go handle business. You were talking about how you're trying to play loose and have more fun this season. How have you changed your approach?
I'm just trying to do my job. You know, I always have fun.
Do you think you're having more fun this season, though, and making an attempt to?
I've been having fun playing basketball my whole life, but obviously winning, it's makes it a lot easier to come to your job, you know, every day. When you're losing, everybody's pissed, you know, emotions get into it, everybody's getting their feelings, so it makes it tough. But when you win, it makes it easier to do your job. So but always, I always have fun. But definitely, you know, the atmosphere around the team is great. You always feel relaxed. We never feel tense before a game or a big game. We know that we got to go out there and do our job, which is play good basketball, move the ball, knock down shots, play defense, and if we do that, everything will take care of itself.
Yeah, you work so hard on your game, you know, to show different aspects to prove that you're more than just power. Do you ever see out? Do you ever seek out sometimes to show different aspects of your game? And now you're a plus 44. That's like a career high. So, do you ever see times where you really want to show that skill aspect of your game instead of just the power?
My game is not just power, for sure. I came in, you know, when I was 18, I was 180 pounds, so power through big guys, you know, it's kind of tough. But obviously, there's gonna be times that you gotta power through guys. You know, like one of the best players, LeBron, Michael Jordan, Kobe, all those guys, Shaq, all those guys. They were extremely like physical with their play. You know, like they made like their presence felt in the paint. You know, but. Obviously, I try to work in my game, mid-range shots, threes, being able to screen and roll faster, make the right pass. You know, it's hard to like drive full speed and try to make the right pass at the corner. Try to, you know, get my passing more accurate, and there's a lot of things that I'm still adding, and hopefully when I add all those things in my game, you know, I'm a more complete player, and I'm better. I can help my team win games easier.
What's a game like this like for you, where you're able to get into a rhythm and you're able to spread the ball around, and then you only have to play 27 minutes. You have to watch the fourth quarter and watch these guys kind of take it home.
Feels good. You know, I suppose good seeing other guys going out there playing hard and, you know, being up 40 points and, you know, sitting on the bench, relax, having fun, everybody smiling. You know, games like this is always the best games. And obviously we knew OKC was a dangerous team. They won, like, I think, 9 straight. On the road, in a row, so we know they're gonna come. We knew they're gonna come in and play hard, but we were, you know, we were ready, we were extremely ready. We moved the ball, we were defending. We know that when in the fourth quarter, third quarter, they always like come back to the game, and we never relaxed. And we were alert the whole game, so it's good. But it's good to see other guys go out there play, and we see them watch.
I think we always thought Dante would be talented, skilled, and that kind of stuff. But are you surprised by how tough he is, like how willing he is to kind of get in there and mix it up?
He's extremely tough kid. And we saw that last year, but we've seen it even more this year. It was a play in Toronto that he came in for a rebound, and it was Ibaka, Siakam, and who else was in there? Maybe Van Fleet, and he just grabbed the ball. And I was like, man. You know, and he's young. He's his second year. He's extremely tough. He gets in passing lanes. He dives for the ball. He doesn't back down from nobody. And obviously, as you say, he's really, really skilled. He can knock down shots. He can play make. He can take you off the dribble. So we're happy to have him, and he's been playing great this year.
That is Giannis after the game tonight. His Bucks win 133-86. They win by 47 against the team that they played to just a 2-point win, the start of an 18-game winning streak that your Milwaukee Bucks went on all the way back in the beginning of November. 133-86, 32-13-6 in 27 minutes from the soon-to-be two-time MVP. 14 apiece from George Hill, Pat Connaughton, and Wesley Matthews. Oh, by the way, Chris Middleton didn't play in this game, and Brooke Lopez and Eric Bledsoe combined for 12 points. Orlando 136-125 over Minnesota. Atlanta 141. Brooklyn 118. Charlotte with a win on the road at Toronto 99-96. Miami gets a win at home as they have to fight, but they beat the Mavericks 126-118. Kings 104. Grizzlies 101. Pistons beat the Suns 113-111, 129-119, Jazz over the Wizards. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. Thanks to all our crew down at Fiserv Forum, Austin D on the other side for producing. This has been the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. The Bucks continue to be on a straight record pace. 51-8, and we're talking about it each and every game right here with you on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. I'm on out of here for the night, but we're back Sunday as the Bucks have a matinee taking on the Charlotte Hornets. So come right back and talk Bucks basketball with us after that one at 414-799-1250. Thanks to Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North for putting us on. Sam Schmitz, great job on the other side, or at Pfizer Forum as always. Matt Velasquez joined us. Austin D did a great job, and you guys did as well at 414-799-1250. Time for me to get out of here. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. This has been the Pick and Save Pros postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Keep it right here. This is 105.7 FM, The Fan.